Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Mehdi Fard Gaderi, who is presenting his film Immortality here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story of your film, first of all, or what it's about. An introduction.
خب فیلم در مورد قصه شش تا قصه توی قطار.
The movie is about six story in one train.
توی شب بارونی.
In one rainy night.
که هر کدوم از این قصه ها با جابجایی زمان تعریف میشن.
And each story is defined by the time shift.
و هر کدوم از این قصه ها به قصه بعد از خودشون و قبل از خودشون تاثیر میذاره.
And each story affects the story next after it or before it.
And I should specify the film is done in one shot. This appears to me difficult enough as it is, but also the challenge of doing it in such an enclosed space is not making your life easier. So I just wanted to know a little bit about how you shot the movie.
بله، همونطور که میدونیم معمولا فیلمایی که توی یه پلان توی یه شات ساخته میشه توی فضای باز اتفاق میفته.
So as you know, mainly the one shot movies are taking open space.
همونطور معمولا این فیلما از دوبله استفاده میکنن.
And they usually use dubbings for their movies.
و سعی میکنن که توی روز باشن نه توی شب.
And they mainly try to be during the day, not at night.
همه اینا به خاطر اینه که خیلی سخته شما یه فیلم یه پلان توی فضای محدود بسازین.
Because it's very hard to make one take a movie, one shot movie in a very small space.
و علاوه بر این که در واقع میزانسن بازیگراتون رو میچینین.
Even though it's very hard to do the mise-en-scene in the for your characters.
همزمان روی نورپردازی و جای دوربینتون هم تسلط داشته باشید.
So you have to be very much in control of the light and the position of the camera.
همینطور تو این فیلم ما از 26 عدد هاشف استفاده کردیم.
And we also used 26 هاشف in this movie.
و همینطور دوتا مینیکا.
And two مینیکا.
به خاطر اینکه من خیلی اصرار داشتم فیلم دوبله نشه و فضای حقیقی و حس حقیقی بازیگر سر صحنه باشه.
Because I was insisting that the movie should not be dubbed and it should be the real feeling and of the characters in the movie.
یه سال قبل اینکه جاودانگی آماده بشه ما استارت زدیم فیلمو.
One year before the immortality starts, we started the production.
و 6 ماه توی دفتر از صبح تا شب داشتیم تمرین می‌کردیم.
So 6 months in our offices we were rehearsing.
6 تا اتاق رو مثل کوپه‌های قطار درست کرده بودن.
We made 6 offices like the train wagons.
Cabin.
The cabins, wagons.
و چند تا اتاق هم مخصوص فیلمبردار، صدا بردار.
And a few rooms for the sound engineer and for the cameramen.
بعد از یه مدت همه بچه ها یه نقشه حرکتی از حرکت خودشون داشتن.
So after some period all these people who were working they had a plan of how they move inside the train.
و در نهایت ما تونستیم که توی 14 شب 12 بار فیلم رو تا انتها ضبط کنیم.
And in the end we managed to shot the movie 12 times in 14 evenings.
که در واقع این فیلم یکی از اون 12 تا.
So this movie that you saw was one of that 12 versions.
خیلی از پلان‌ها هم که وسطش کات شد خیلی از شات.
And many of the shots they were cut and not finished in middle.
Now, the interesting thing about the movie being set on the train is that the train goes one way. But the movie actually plays around with the time and you know it's not strictly in chronological order.
اتفاقاً یه قسمت جذابیت واسه من این بود که توی یه خط مستقیم که همون قطاره.
So the interesting and attractive thing for me is that in the train that moves linear in one direction.
قصه های دایره شکل تعریف کنیم.
To do a narration of the stories that are in a cycle or in a circle.
که در واقع قصه های ما همونطور که شما میگین عقب جلو روایت میشه.
So as you say, the stories are not chronological, they are going back and forth.
اما قطار توی خط مستقیم میره.
But the train is moving in one direction.
اما باید توجه داشته باشیم که این در واقع یه قطار عادی نیست.
So you have to pay attention that this is not an ordinary train.
یعنی ما استفاده کردیم از قطار برای اینکه اونو به عنوان یک نماد زندگی در نظر
بگیریم. So use the train as a symbol of life.
که توی هر واگنش یه قسمتی از زندگی یه پیرمرد داره اتفاق میفته.
Each section of the train, one part of the story of the old man, of the life of old man is happening.
و اگه شما دقت کنین هرچی به آخر قطار میریم قصه ها غمگین تر میشه.
And if you pay attention, the more we go towards the آخر قطار
end.
The more we go towards the end of the train, the stories become sadder or more sad.
و وقتی که میایم به واگن‌های اول سعی میکنیم که قصه های آدمایی رو تعریف کنیم که حالشون بهتره.
And the more you come to the front of the train, the stories are getting happier.
That's interesting. But so the fact that you choose to portray life in this way also ties back to the theme of immortality that is in the title of the movie, right?
بله، در واقع داستان در مورد این فیلم در مورد دیتیل های زندگی ما.
In fact, the movie is about the details of the life.
در مورد زندگی توی ذهنیت.
So it's about life in our imaginations.
من فکر میکنم بعضی از آدم ها بیشتر از این که توی عینیت و با بقیه زندگی کنن توی ذهن خودشون زندگی میکنن.
I think that a lot of people instead of living in reality, they are living in their imagination.
شما میتونین اینجا بشینین و با مردم توی کافه صحبت کنین.
You can sit here and talk to people in a cafe.
و یا میتونین توی کافه بشینین، به گذشتهتون فکر کنین، به کارهای درست یا اشتباهی که کردین فکر کنین و به آینده.
Cafe or think about your past and think what have you done correct or what have you done wrong.
این تفاوت هر شخصیته که شخصیت اصلی فیلم ما بیشتر از هر چیزی داره به گذشتهش فکر میکنه.
So this is the difference between characters and the old character that is thinking more than everything else about his past.
و بیشتر از این که کلیات خیلی بزرگی از گذشته یادش بیاد، یه لحظات کوچیکی یادش میاد.
And instead of remembering the big events, the general events of his life, he remembers very little moments in his life.
که همون لحظات کوچیک این حس جاودانگی رو به این آدم میده.
And that those little moments in his life gives him the feeling of immortality.
مثل نگاه کردن، صدا کردن، لمس کردن، بو کردن.
Like looking, listening, touching, smelling.
Oh, is this what aspect do you think has an international resonance as well?
If I'm going احساسات in بود بین المللیه.
من فکر میکنم که ممکنه این بود بین هر آدمی متفاوت باشه.
Things this aspect can be very different from people to people.
اما این برمیگرده به کاراکتر هر آدمی.
And it goes back to the character of each person.
ولی ربطی به کشورها نداره.
But it has nothing to do with the nationalities.
به خاطر اینکه فکر میکنم که توی همه دنیا آدما عاشق همدیگه میتونن
باشن. Falling in love has no nationality.
و در واقع میشه گفت این احساسات احساسات بشری هستن.
So these feelings are just human feelings.
و شما فکر کنید اگه ما تو دنیای زندگی میکردیم که کشور طبقه بندی نشده بودن، اصلا به این فکر نمیکردیم که یک احساس ممکنه یک سان باشه یا متفاوت.
So imagine a world that there were no countries. So you would never think that these emotions would are affected by a country or not.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.